She served as Nebraska's first female U.S. senator. She also managed a large Sand Hills ranch and had quite a collection of one item that still draws folks to the property today. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Arthur and Eve Bowring were involved in the Republican Party, with Arthur serving as a county commissioner and state legislator. When Arthur died, Eve managed the ranch in Merriman. In 1954, she became a first for the state of Nebraska.
She was asked by Governor Crosby to fill the seat of Senator Griswold, who passed away, to fill out his term for 7 months. And she reluctantly accepted it and became the first Nebraska woman senator.
She served the remaining 7 months of the senator's term and remained active in politics.
She became friends with President Eisenhower. He was very impressed with her, so he elected her to the Board of Parole. She served on that for about 10 years and became well known in Washington.
Eve continued to work in Washington, D.C., as well as manage the ranch here in northern Nebraska.
She wanted to leave this ranch into the hands of somebody that would maintain it the way it was. So she felt that it was best to gift it to the Nebraska Game Parks Commission, where we would run it as a working cattle ranch today.
And not just a ranch, but one with a specific herd that grazed here.
So in her will, she made sure that it was still a working ranch and that it would still be maintained with the Hereford herd.
And there's something else that draws visitors inside her former home.
She was a world-renowned collector of fine china and silver, which is on display today in the ranch house.
As well as many signed pictures on the walls of national and world leaders who knew her. Today, Bowring Ranch State Historic Site preserves the contents of the home and the working Sand Hills Ranch that was the home of Nebraska's first female U.S. senator. Traveling the countryside in Merriman, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.